This is Mark Silverman, the voice of the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, and you're listening to the Disney Parks Podcast.
On this week's show, we have news about the Bourbon Trail at Disney Springs. We have Disneyland After Dark news, Salt and Straw coming to Downtown Disney, and so much more on this week's Disney Parks Podcast.
Ooh.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Welcome to the show. We are so glad that you are here. Thanks for taking time out of your busy week to spend some time with us. The show of shenanigans, ladies and gentlemen. The SOS, the show of shenanigans. I'm thinking t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's great. Should write that down. Yeah. Somebody write that down. Show of shenanigans. We've had a great time. It's been a busy weekend. What'd you do Disney this weekend, pal?
I saw Bob Gurr.
You, not only Bob, but you saw...
Jeff A.
Barnes.
Barnes.
Yes. Wisdom of Walt.
Wisdom of Walt.
We got to go to an event where Bob was being interviewed by Jeff. Got to see Jeff. Did you get to talk to Bob?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Because we both
I didn't pay the price.
You didn't get the... You didn't get
I didn't pay to see Bob correctly.
It's not you couldn't call and say, hey, well, I'm coming over.
Yeah. I'm sure if I yelled out to him or something, he would have come over and said hello.
Now, Tony.
Yeah, exactly.
So I was with you on that, and that was Saturday evening. Saturday day. I was at Dapper Day at the Magic Kingdom. That was a lot of fun. Sweated a little bit, although I didn't go 100% dapper. I was dapper from the waist up. I wore shorts and flip-flops.
You were half dappered.
I was the rest of me didn't purr at all. It was great. Had a lot of fun.
Crowded in the parks because of that?
Yes.
Oh, really?
A little busy. Oh, a little bit busy. There were several hundred
of attendance.
There. Little spike there. Yeah, it was very crowded. And everybody was trying to get pictures and stuff. So Disney was really going out of the way to make sure.
In front of the purple wall?
Yes, oddly enough. Yeah. A lot of people in the front of the purple wall. And
see what happens when you paint a wall purple?
Yeah, it's amazing what happens. Oh, man, I got into a fun conversation with a cast member about that.
About the new or the old?
Both. So let me say this part. So Disney really went out of their way to make sure that we had opportunities for photo ops. Like, they had someone stationed when you're walking down Main Street USA in that one courtyard, the one that's left, the singing lessons in the window and stuff.
Yeah.
They had somebody stationed there.
Oh, good.
That had balloons. They had a balloon person in the front end. They had a balloon person down there. And they would sell them, but their main job was to sit there and hold them, and then people could come up and grab the balloons and get pictures taken. Mm. So it was just a photo op.
Yeah, good.
And then they had all of the Main Street vehicles parked throughout.
I always said that they should, like, tie them on a stand or something and just leave them there.
People would take them.
No.
Yeah, they would.
Lock it, tie it, mix it, make it, shake it,
parade. Yeah.
Yeah, like put
people
it down and put them. A collar around
no,
it. That
people
gets
would,
locked
you know
up.
People would take them. People suck. But they had the Main Street vehicles parked throughout the different areas of Main Street USA. And then they had, like, the fire engine was stationed near the castle for that photo. We got that shot. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So then a cast member was standing there before we got our shot on the fire engine. And I made a crack about the purple wall because I saw the line. So the purple wall is between the noodle station.
Yeah.
And it's the wall that goes all the way around to Monsters, Inc. Laugh Factory.
Right. Floor.
So about halfway through, they've got the section of, like, pixelated purple colors and triangles and stuff. And
it's
got like
geodesic shapes from Epcot.
Right. And then you've got, like, the purple wall. People are standing there. And I was like, good Lord, there's a line for the purple wall. I thought there was a character there. There wasn't.
No.
Like, oh, yeah.
There was a photographer, though.
Yeah, there was. And the guy was like, oh, yeah, that's the newest thing. You need to go get your picture taken by the wall. It's the most Instagrammable spot in the Magic Kingdom.
It is. The number is crazy stupid. It's like something like 1.2 million pictures are taken at that wall every year.
Correct.
Yeah.
But the way he said it was like, it's the most Instagrammable spot in the Magic Kingdom. I looked at him and was like, you mean other than the big-ass castle? He's like, well, I mean, it's very, I mean, it's awesome. It's this really new one. I'm like, it's a painted wall. I'm like, look, brother, I understand. I am not a normal guest.
I'm not a millennial.
I'm a local.
I don't like millennial pink.
I'm a local. I come to Disney a lot. I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Yeah.
But it's a painted wall.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah. It's like the, like I told you, it's like the carpeted walls in Epcot.
It's the, yeah, it's the craziest thing. So we did that. And then Friday night, I didn't tell you what I did Friday night.
Oh, what'd you do Friday night?
Sarah got off work early, and we had both been running and gunning for so long, we were really kind of tired. So we thought, we'll take a nap. Mm. Unfortunately, neither of us set an alarm.
Okay. So
we woke up about 8:30.
Nice.
And we were still kind of hungry. We were hungry because we hadn't eaten dinner. And we had to walk.
Hangry?
We were very hangry. We had to let the dogs out. So we let
Who
the dogs
let the dogs out?
We did. We did. It's going to be a musical show, isn't it? We're going to do it. So we're walking the dogs, and Sarah's like, man, it's a really nice night out. And I'm like, yeah, let's go to Disney Springs. Polite Pig's open till midnight.
Oh, wow. There you go.
We were in the car driving like 10 minutes later. We're like,
wow.
So we went to the Pig. Mm-hmm. We sat outside. Our favorite waitress, Dana, was there.
Oh, Dana.
We had the barbecue plate for two. We had a couple of cocktails.
I know
we
Dana.
Walked around Disney Springs. It was awesome. We got home about 12:30 and passed out.
Nice.
It was great. We had a great time. So that was
And you had to get up early, go to Dapper Day.
And then the next day I got up early and did my normal Sunday stuff. Did you do anything on Sunday? Disney? No. Nothing?
West, relax.
God love you. That's impressive.
Yeah. Did a little grocery shopping. That's it.
So where are you doing grocery shopping now?
Oh, I do it online.
Do it online?
Do it online.
Pick it up at Walmart?
Yep. I go to Fresh Mart to get my meat and then all the other stuff I get from Walmart.
Good for you.
Do it online. Pick it up.
Because I knew for the longest time that...
Yeah, they opened up a new pizza place. Pizza joint. Excuse me for you New Yorkers. Pizza joint.
It's a pizza joint?
A pizza joint over in Lake Nona called Rise. R-I-S-E.
Rise.
Yeah. So it's like Blaze. Kind of pick your own toppings. They do it in, 120 seconds.
Nice.
Yada, yada, yada. But the weird part was, if you live in Central Florida, what is the major beverage distributor?
Pepsi.
No. Everything's Coke.
Really?
Yeah, the parks.
No,
are, the
seriously?
Parks, yeah, the parks are all Coke.
Well, the parks are Coke.
Parks are Coke. The resorts are Coke. It's very hard to find, like, fountain Pepsi anywhere.
Outside of the Orlando area.
Yeah.
I would probably agree with you.
So this had a Pepsi beverage bar.
Oh, yay.
Where you can, it had kind of like the Coke Freestyle, uh-huh. But then there was this thing by the ice, where the ice part is, uh-huh. And you could add extra
flavors,
flavors like strawberry, cherry, or lemon. It's like, wow.
Are you a Pepsi guy?
I am traditionally a Pepsi guy.
Mm.
Yeah, for soda.
Good for
if,
you.
If I drink it, which I don't drink that much.
True. Good, yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
Happy for you.
But the pizza wasn't bad. Could have been done on the well-done side a little bit more.
Right.
You know, they're saying it's, brick oven fired. It's not really a brick. It's a slab of, it could be brick. In my opinion, it looked like concrete. And then it had the flames up the side. You know, it's the dome.
Right.
So it was, flames up the side, so it's bringing the heat and,
right.
To the concrete source.
Right.
But it was not. It's not like Anthony's coal fired, where it actually right. is coal fired with,
Oh, man, Anthony's.
Black
had Anthony's.
Stuff on your pizza. Yeah.
God, I haven't had Anthony's in years. Every time I've been to Anthony's in Tampa probably when I lived in Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Went four times. Three of those times, at least one person in every party had their credit card stolen or credit card ID ripped off.
From Anthony's. Wow.
So we didn't go to Anthony's after that. But it's
apparently
the best.
The problem
their wings
at Anthony's.
Their wings are the best.
Yeah, the wings are the bomb.
Good Lord. Yeah. Now I'm hungry.
And the pizza's really good.
Pizza's really good. So
and that was it.
So yeah, so we didn't do anything on Sunday because it was just a busy day.
Yeah.
So there's nothing else. We had a good time at the event. We talked about it in the previous show.
We may post it.
We may not.
With edits.
Yeah, serious edits. Because of Jeff and Bob, that part great.
Yes.
Some of the other things made it not so great. Mm-hmm. And if you would like to talk about it online, I will freely do it.
Yeah.
But I'm not really happy with the person who organized it. But that's
correctamundo.
Another story. So let's go ahead and get into it. You ready? Let's go ahead and get into
the news.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
We know that coming to Walt Disney World can be very overwhelming with all of the fast passes, the dining reservations, even getting from attraction to attraction can be extremely overwhelming. But we've got a friend that can help you make your next trip to Walt Disney World even more magical. It's Ramon and Theme Park Concierges. You can visit themeparkconcierges.com or call them at 407-257-9973. Ramon and his amazing team of VIP concierges will take care of you from the moment you arrive at the park until the moment you go back to your resort. They can take care of you for a 4-hour time slot or a full day. It all depends on what you need. They can take care of your dining reservations, your fast passes, and even make sure that you find even more magic hidden in the Disney parks. Well, contact our friends, themeparkconcierges.com, or call 407-257-9973 and tell them your friends over at the Disney Parks Podcast sent you.
Hey, guys. I wept when I read this news story.
I bet you did.
I cried tears of absolute joy. There's a new Bourbon Trail experience at Disney Springs. It kicks off tomorrow.
Are they offering a free Uber with the Bourbon
they
Trail?
Are not. So, you know, we do the Park Hoppers Live thing on Tuesday nights, right?
Mm-hmm.
We may be doing this on with location in Disney Springs tomorrow night. I'm not really sure.
You should.
So, can I plug it? Is it okay if I plug it?
Get a selfie stick and do
so,
it.
So, tomorrow night, 7 p.m., facebook.com/WDWParkHoppers, we are going to probably be experiencing the Disney Springs.
Where are you going to start?
Where do you think we're going to start? We're going to start at
you
the
can
polite
start in the
pig.
Middle.
We're going to start at the polite pig.
You don't want to start at one end and work your way down?
I'd like to start with good bourbon. I'd like to have a good experience.
What are you saying? The other ones are not?
Let me read the story.
Uh-huh.
Kicking off summer by exploring the brand new Bourbon Trail, where guests ages 21 and older can discover bourbon-inspired beverages and food pairings. Meander through the many shops and restaurants throughout the area and find your favorites. Now, first of all, there's no shop at Disney Springs selling bourbon.
Yes.
Where?
The Ganacherie is putting bourbon in their chocolate.
Mmm.
They may even have bourbon with their hot chocolate.
Oh, okay. All right. Sweet. Each of these drinks has carefully been paired with a delicious dish, and there's even a map that shows where to find all of them, whether you're a bourbon aficionado or just enjoy sipping and savoring some new drinks. This trail is perfect for an afternoon stroll or a night out with friends or several afternoons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Disney's put together the guide that you can see on the website. We've got this
on the website. Yeah, we're going to put it up on there.
Everything can be offered on the trail, so be sure to head to the DisneyParksPodcast.com and check out that and prepare your taste buds, because these offerings will only be available through June 17th. And you do not want to miss out. The participating restaurants are the House of Blues, Splitsville, Bongos, Yusake, Planet Hollywood Observatory, which is the big thing.
The restaurant, yeah.
Stargazers is what I'm thinking. Yeah. STK Orlando, Enzo's Hideaway, The Edison, Paradiso 37, Taste of the Americas, The Ganacherie, missed that. Raglan Road, mm-hmm. Oh man, that'll be good. Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar, The Boathouse, Paddlefish, Polite Pig, Frontera Cucina, Deluxe Burger, Chef Art Smith's Homecoming, and the House of Blues, which we already said on the front end of this list.
Yeah.
Everything on the Bourbon Trail will be available at Disney Springs from May 1st to June 17th. So come on out, grab a drink and a snack. Post pictures and tag us in it. We'd love to see that.
Yeah.
So you can walk around and have a great trail. You can even pick up a Bourbon Trail passport that contains all the info and all that stuff at the Disney Springs Welcome
Center. I
wonder
if the restaurants will stamp it like food and wine.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about this. And I'm probably not going to follow it. Like, I'm going to start over at, you know, point A. I'm probably just going to start the pig and work my way around.
Mm.
Because, you know, if you're wanting bourbon.
I mean, every place that serves food.
Yeah.
Is doing it.
Yeah.
With Paddlefish? Yeah, Paddlefish.
Yeah, which is interesting because, like, the Mexican places are doing it. I'm like, they don't.
Not known for their bourbons?
Not known for their bourbon, but all right, I'll give it a whirl. Yeah. I mean, if they can come up with a cocktail, I'll probably sample it.
Yeah. And some of the cocktails that I saw seem pretty interesting.
Heck yeah.
Some of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the weird one I thought was the Asake, that little booth.
Yeah, it's a kiosk, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm like, well, why didn't then the Haagen-Dazs booth have, like, bourbon ice cream?
Right.
You know?
Why didn't Wetzel's Pretzels?
Yeah, have, like, bourbon cheese dip.
That's right.
You know?
Why not poutine?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Bourbon French fries.
Heck yeah, man. Whatever it takes.
I know. They left some people out that I think they could have squeezed in there.
There's some missed opportunities for sure.
Okay. Disneyland is having their Star Wars celebration kind of event.
Correct.
It's sold out, and they're adding a second date. That's how popular
dadgum
this thing is.
Wow.
Now,
why don't they just live stream it?
I wonder if we would have gotten a second, which tells me that ours didn't sell out if we didn't get a second date. Or maybe we just have a larger capacity than they do.
Well, that's probably goes without saying.
Yeah. So, exciting new Star Wars fans, due to the unprecedented demand for the Disneyland After Dark Star Wars Night, Disney is pleased to share that they've added a second celebration of the Star Wars Night on...
Sorry, I'm missing the button.
Star Wars Night.
On May the 9th, guests at this after-hour event... we'll once again have the special access to the Disneyland Park to celebrate a galaxy far, far away.
Far, far away.
You're also encouraged to come dressed in your favorite Star Wars character.
But no mask.
I'm sure the no mask rule still applies.
Right.
Even for the adults. Especially for the adults. The next Star Wars themed celebration will give you the chance to experience many of the same offerings from the first Star Wars night, including the after-hour access to the Disneyland Park with the mix-in access beginning at 6 p.m., special entertainment including a galactic dance party and character encounters, themed decor and immersive Star Wars-themed photo opportunities, specialty food and beverages, a commemorative lanyard, event credentials, and unlimited download of the Disney PhotoPass photos taken during the event. Additionally, be adding new experiences for the second celebration Star Wars event, and they will include opportunity to be among the first to purchase Solo, a Star Wars story pin. Quantities unlimited. They'll have 10. So if you-
First 10 people through the door.
First 10 people will get one. Everybody else will just cry about it. An additional Star Wars themed photo opportunity.
Ooh.
Acme Archives Limited Artist Showcase and Signing. They do some nice stuff.
They do. It's because everybody lives there.
Yeah. Book signing for It's Your Universe. That's the one by Ashley Eckstein.
Right.
Limited is quantities are limited, so there'll probably just be 10 of those.
Of course.
And a limited quantity number, if I can speak to them, a limited quantity of tickets will be available starting May 1st, so be sure to visit Disneyland.com for pricing and the details.
Nice.
Yeah, so sounds like fun.
Yeah, kind of jealous, I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah, I was thinking that we should have gone to the one here. We may still want to save those tickets.
Yeah, we should probably.
All right, I'll go check that out this week.
All right.
Hey, meetups are coming up, John.
Yes, they are.
We got a cadre of meetups.
I've got friends who are coming to the one in May. I got at least five people I know coming.
You're recruiting people. You're bringing a posse?
I'm bringing my homies.
All right, May 26th, we're going to the Baseline Tap House, 7 p.m. I just recently saw pictures. I haven't been back that way, probably a couple months, probably since November when I was there.
Yeah.
But apparently they got lots of trees now for Grand Avenue. You know, they have the entrance up. And apparently there's a big berm that is going to kind of, you know, kind of block that view of the Star Wars stuff. And they planted a whole bunch of trees up
they
there.
They had to make sure that you could see the miserable
from
faces.
Grand Avenue to Star Wars. They want to block that view.
Yeah, of course they do.
So we're going to go a little early, but we'll probably check it out and see what they got going
on
back
picky
there.
Picks.
Yeah. June 23rd, we're going to Port Orleans, the French Quarter. For some beignets.
No. Beignets.
That's what I said, beignets.
No, you said bidets. Bidets are different than beignets.
Beignets.
There you go. We're not doing bidets. that's pretty crappy.
Yeah, and the beignets will be on us, so
come on out.
Bring your appetites. Yes. That'll be 2 p.m. on June 23rd. Then, on July 28th, as crazy as we may be, and we may be crazy for this, at 2 p.m., we're going to meet at Andy's Lunchbox at the brand new Toy Story Land.
Andy's Lunchbox.
So, I will tell you this. It's not part of our news story, but on May the 2nd, ABC is doing a full-blown Toy Story Land rollout. It starts with Good Morning America. Then it's going to be stuff on The View. Then it will be on The Chew. And then it will be on Nightline. So they'll have different stuff all throughout the day, all about Toy Story Land. Now, if you were a local, some of this for Good Morning America, and I believe maybe even The View, will be live.
Huh.
So I would think if you're a local, get to the park because they may need some backfilling people. You know, to take part in this event.
They may and they may not, buddy.
Yep.
Take a chance. Why not?
I would take a chance if I was a local.
Just a car ride over.
Yeah.
Are you going?
I'm not sure yet. I got to check my work schedule. If I don't have anything, I may be over there.
Let me know if you're going.
Yep. If you are still interested, and we are looking for some bloggers, photographers. We've got some people already signed up.
Yep.
You can send us an email at DisneyParksPodcast.com and sign up. Don't forget that you can listen to the show on your Amazon Echo or your Amazon Dot or your Google Home or whatever little devicey-vicey smart home listening NSA experience device you have in your
Illuminati
home.
Illuminati trash you have in your house.
Hey, we have some stuff on sale at the Disney Parks store. Please go to DisneyParksPodcast.com/shop. We got a bunch of stuff. I may even lower the prices a skosh more.
Did we sell the Han Solo t-shirt yet?
No.
Ah, oh, dadgum. Dude, supposed to get the Han Solo t-shirt.
You want one?
No, I've got one.
All right, well, it's going to be out there, so go check them out. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you listen to this show.
Excellent. All right, so some more downtown Disney news from Disneyland. Salt and Straw is coming soon. The newest ice cream... The newest ice cream scoop shop from Salt and Straw. Try to say that 10 times fast. Co-founders and cousins Tyler and Kim Malik will open at Disney Downtown Disney District at the Disneyland Resort later this year. I'm seeing the words Downtown Disney, and my brain literally said
Disney Springs.
Weird. The family-run ice cream company is known for its taste-provoking, imaginative ice cream creations, which uniquely capture the spirit of classic Americana. Every ice cream flavor is handmade in small batches using the best local, organic, and sustainable ingredients. How California of you.
Mm-hmm.
Special offerings will be available seasonally, showcasing co-founder and head ice cream maker Tyler's passion for cultivating genuine partnerships with local farmers and artisans. Arrival of Salt and Straw is part of the ongoing promenade-wide transformation at Disney Downtown Disney District. Wow. In 2018, multiple new venues and refurbishments to dining and retail locations will be completed throughout the year. While Downtown Disney remains open to guests, the resort will be a fresh, one-of-a-kind Disney experience, immersing guests by day and night in the greatest mix of family-friendly dining, shopping, and entertainment.
Nice.
It's nice.
They got it all.
It's nice.
They got it all. Okay, John. Last week, we had our trivia question.
Okay.
And it was this. Which is the only Disney animated film where the main character does not speak? And let me tell you, we got more responses to this trivia question than any question we've asked to date.
Right responses or just responses overall?
Right and...
Overall?
Overall.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good. I knew the answer to this one, so I can't even fake an answer. So
some of the answers we got, which were Wally, which would be correct if we didn't say Disney.
If
we said Disney animated film.
Yes, but it would not be correct because he says Wally and Eva.
Yeah.
So other than that, totally correct.
Yeah. The correct answer was Dumbo.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Dumbo.
I decided that we're going to have three winners this week. Ralph, Kevin, and Dustin.
Threefer.
It's a threefer. It's in the mail, as we like to say here.
Yes.
This week's question, and I was going to do something different, but I think we'll stick with the question. I think next week we have a better question. Well, we maybe do something else. All right, this week's question.
Ask a question.
Yeah. What is the name of Andy's dog in Toy Story 2?
The name of Andy's dog in Toy Story 2 is Michael Eisner. Come here, Michael Eisner. Come on. Good boy. Good boy.
Very close.
I thought so. It's not right. Wait, what?
Yeah. If you know the answer, send that to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. Now, here is a bonus question.
Ooh, dude, I've got to change that text to white. I can't read it.
Yeah. Here's a bonus question. You ready, John?
Sure. Yeah, go for it.
We spoke to a woman at the Walt Disney Hometown Museum.
Mm-hmm.
If you can tell us who slept at her house, send that answer to the DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com, and we may send you something interesting.
Bill Clinton.
No.
Dadgummit, son of a bitch.
Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Michael Eisner.
All right, so there you go. We've got two questions. What's the name of Andy's dog in Toy Story 2? And who slept at the woman's home of the hometown museum in Marceline, Missouri?
All right.
She kind of comes right out of the gates with it.
Yep.
Listen to the show.
If you listen to the first 5 minutes of the show, you'll actually hear Tony and my brain break.
Yeah. And then email those answers to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
All right.
Hey, one of the things that we do that we enjoy immensely on Monday nights at 7 o'clock, we do a live free show just for our Disney Parks Podcast Patreons. How would you like to be a part of that? I'm glad you asked. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/Disney Parks Podcast and sign up. One of the things that we try to do is keep this show as free as possible. And doing a show like this on the scale that we do it with the apps and the technology that we're using to bring this to you, not only on Facebook, but on YouTube and all the different places, is that ain't cheap. It takes fun. So with the support of our Patreons, our contributions from you guys, that's how we get to do the show each and every week for you guys. So go to patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast. Sign up today. Not only will you get all the different really cool rewards, but you get access to a private Facebook group where every Monday night at 7 p.m. you get a free live show just for you. And I mean, it's just like just for you guys. So you guys are asking questions. We're giving answers. We're talking to you guys. It's like we were hanging out in your living rooms, but we're not eating your food and drinking your beer. So, hey, look on the bright side. But we got to definitely give a shout out to all of our amazing Patreons, James, Krista, Grant, Ernie, David, Sam, Jennifer, Ross, Ron, Jeremy, Willie, Michael, Mike, Cassandra, Katie, Eva, and other Katie. You guys are awesome. Thanks for being Patreons for Disney Parks Podcast.
Sounds good.
It's awesome.
Okay, if you're a Toy Story fan, like me.
Tony's just a little eat up with the Toy Story.
They got some new online games to keep you entertained, you know, if you're at work and you're in a meeting and it's boring as hell like some of mine.
Wow.
You can go to two.
You don't have any coworkers that listen in, do you?
No.
Okay, good. Woo.
I don't care if they do. There are three new digital games inspired by the Toy Story Land expansion at Disney's Hollywood Studios, and they are available now at ToyStoryPlaytime.com. All the games are inspired by the attractions in the land, the guest favorite Toy Story Mania, as well as the new Alien Swing Sorcerers and Slinky Dog Dash. The claw challenge is in 60 seconds. You need to use the claw to pick up as many chosen ones as possible. Tip, the smaller the alien, the higher the points.
Sweet.
Yes.
Nice.
The next one is the Trivia Mania. That's where you test your knowledge on Toy Story. So how many questions you can get correct. They give you like 10 questions.
Yeah.
I got all 10 of them correct.
Duh. I'm shocked you didn't write the questions.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't ask. And then the last game is the Slinky Dog Dash, debuted earlier this spring. You've got 10 seconds to stretch Slinky Dog around the course to collect the points, but don't let his tail catch you before the time runs out.
Nice.
All three games are free, and they can be accessed on your desktop or your mobile devices. And just as a reminder,
shockingly,
in case you're not listening to the show,
if you've been living under a rock, if you just got back from the space station,
I'm declaring June Toy Story Land month on the show. Toy Story Land will open up June 30th if you don't know.
Shocker.
Yep. Yeah, go check them out. I've played them a couple times. I kind of like them.
I'm looking forward to it. I didn't know about this. I'm gonna jump on this and have some fun.
Yeah.
So last week, I got to be honest with you, my brain got broken. And no, it had nothing to do with Avengers Infinity War. The new concert, or most of the concert series for the Eat to the Beat concert, the list was released.
Mm.
Sheila E.'s coming to Epcot.
Yeah.
Sheila E., she's
drummer extraordinaire.
Drummer, she was one of Prince's proteges. I mean, Sheila E., glamorous, like da 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 da.
She was just on Little Big Shots last night.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah.
So Sheila E., 98 Degrees, Mercy Me, Taryn Wells, all of those and more.
I'm not thrilled about this list this year.
Yeah, it's, hang on. Yeah, they're bringing some magic to the 2018 Epcot International Food and Wine Festival. New this year's concert series will be percussionist extraordinaire and an amazing musician Sheila E. and 80s Canadian rockers Glass Tiger. 98 Degrees featuring brothers and Dancing with the Stars alum Nick and Drew Lachey also bring their smooth harmonies to the festival. Maybe they'll sing True to Your Heart from Disney's Mulan. And if that weren't enough, entertainer Jim Belushi with his rhythm and blues band.
That I'm going to see.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That I'm going to see.
Jim Belushi and his blues band, the Sacred Hearts, will be in the festival this year as well. So I'm not going
to. Because I'm hoping maybe. Because Dan Aykroyd likes to pop in with Jim too.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
I'd love to see Dan pop in.
So we're not going to give you dates. If you want to know the exact dates for these artists, you can go to the Disney Parks Podcast blog. Blue October. Tiffany, Mercy Me, Glass Tiger, Don't Forget Me When I'm Gone. I'm trying to remember that song. Yeah. Taryn Wells, Postmodern Jukebox, who I missed last year that I really want to see, Baha Men, and their hit song, Who Let the Dogs Out?
Who?
Living Color, I can't believe we're back for a third year.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Sheila E. will be there the next weekend. Sugar Ray, David Cook, Jeffrey Osborne, On the Wings of Love. Anyway, Jim Belushi and the Sacred Hearts, Everclear, Mark Wills, Air Supply, 98 Degrees, 38 Special, Devin Allman Project. That'd be pretty fun, too. Billy Ocean, Starship, featuring Mickey Thomas, Hanson, Taylor Dane, Boyz II Men, The Hooters.
Go see the Hooters.
And then rounding out this year's festival, which again, they should have done last year, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. They did not end the festival last year. And they should have.
Yeah.
Now, this is the 23rd year of the International Food and Wine Festival, and it runs a staggering August 30th to November 12th.
Right.
September, October, and half of November.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's a long, long time. You know, they keep stretching this out. I think at some point they're going to run out of bands.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You know, but they're just going to have to keep inviting people back for maybe longer stints rather than a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's going to, I don't know, going to have to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah. It'll be, what?
Aren't they only on the weekends? What's that?
The flower. Festival? No, it's a flower and garden festival.
No, the Eat to the Bee is only on the weekend.
Only on, no. No. No, look at the dates. 5th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. Yeah, it's okay. Every day.
Okay.
You're thinking of the arts festival where the groups, were, the singers were coming from the Broadway.
I thought the
Broadway
Flower
series.
Power concerts were only on the weekend.
Maybe, I don't know, but you're, but during the arts festival, the Broadway shows were that way too. Right. And maybe for the Flower.
Yeah.
I can't remember. They're all running together for me. I'm sorry. Anyway. All right. So we want to make sure that you find us over at the DisneyParksPodcast.com. You can find out our blog, our show archives. You can see links to our great sponsors. You find us on Twitter at the Disney Podcaster, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Disney Parks Podcast. Make sure that you find us over there. Like us. Make sure you come over to patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast. Check that out if you want to support the show. Ooh, look at you getting all fancy dancy. You can email us, DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. You can see the number there for the hotline. And after that, my friends, we just can't wait to
see you in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.